Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 14, the verses 20 to 23. Romans 14, 20 to 23. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean. But it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. My theme for reflection is living in love and unity in Christian freedom. The early Christian community in Rome was diverse, comprising both Jewish and Gentile believers. This diversity led to differences in practices and beliefs, particularly regarding dietary restrictions and observing certain days as holy. In Romans 14, Paul addresses the issue of disputable matters, urging believers not to judge one another based on these differences, but to prioritize love, unity, and a shared commitment to Christ. In this passage, Paul emphasizes the importance of not causing a brother or sister to stumble by insisting on personal convictions that may lead others to violate their conscience. He underscores the idea that the kingdom of God is not about external rituals or regulations, but is centered on righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The call is to pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding, recognizing that the freedom we have in Christ comes with a responsibility to love and consider the well-being of others. My dear friends, this passage challenges us to navigate differences with humility and grace. It encourages a spirit of unity that transcends cultural, doctrinal, and personal distinctions. As believers, we are called to exercise our Christian freedom responsibly, always mindful of the impact our choices may have on others. This means prioritizing love over legalism and fostering an environment where diverse believers can grow together in faith. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we balance the exercise of our Christian freedom with the responsibility to love and consider the conscience of fellow believers in a world marked by diverse cultural and theological perspectives? Number two, in what ways can we actively pursue peace and mutual upbuilding within our Christian communities, especially when faced with differences in opinions, practices, or traditions? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to navigate the complexities of our Christian freedom with love and humility. Help us to prioritize unity over division and to consider the well-being of our brothers and sisters in Christ. May our actions reflect the righteousness, peace, and joy of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, who unites us in love, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.